and you. Like that? Fresh Fest on Demon FM.
Welcome to the afternoon show on Demon FM. Today we're talking about freshers. Wait, hey, you're joining me tonight, Stuart, with...
Charlotte.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm Charlotte. How are you?
Okay, thanks. That was a really natural like that.
Am I? Oh, okay. How's freshers been?
It's been all right. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Did you go to the freshers ball last night?
No, I didn't. I went to the... opening ceremony.
Red light was red lit. How you been settling into Leicester?
Yeah, it's been alright. We tried to find the Primark the other day, but didn't find it.
I've not branched out, so I've only been to Tesco's Express down the road from Beadle.
Oh, nice. We've been there a couple of times, and then the Lidl, which is just around the corner.
Yeah, let us know how fresh it's been for you so far via Twitter at Demon FM. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Give us a mention on air. We've got a bit of Lady Gaga for you now. This is Perfect Illusion.
Perfect Illusion, and you're listening to the afternoon show Fresher Special on Demon FM with Phoebe and
Laura.
So, Laura, what events have you actually been to in Freshers? Because this is still the start. Have you been to many?
I went to the Freshers Ball with you.
Yeah,
we did. Just the two of us, just which was like really awkward. And then I went to the Work and Weekend thing, okay. Which was all right. But
yeah, I think the Freshers Bowl was better than the Welcome Weekend. I liked the venue more, and it was a little bit more chilled. But
yeah.
What did you think of the Open Weekend?
It was a little crowded. I mean, I did get my feet stood on a few times, which wasn't great. And people bumping into me, and I'm there like, move forward. And then they move back.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, are you not getting this?
Please stay away from me. Yeah. Stop standing on me. Have you got any other Freshers events planned this week then?
I don't know. Just see where it takes me, really.
Yeah. Each day as it comes.
Depends how broke I get.
Yeah, that is that is pretty much going to be everyone's situation, I think. Well, let us know your experiences so far at Freshers. You can contact us at DemonFM and on Twitter and facebook.com/DemonFM. We'd love to hear your thoughts about any events you've been to or any that you're going to, and we can give you a mention on air. After the news with Jack, we'll be talking about flatmates.
FreshFest 2016. Demon FM.
With you every step of the way.
Your voice.
Your music.
Your station.
We are Demon.
And good morning, or rather good afternoon. The time is now 12:30. I'm Jack, and here's some news for you. On the national news, a social media campaign has inspired people to donate their first new £5 note to charity. Twitter user John Thompson created the idea after people were being negative about the new design and thought charities would be more happy to have them. The hashtag, #FirstFiver, trended throughout the UK, seeing a big promotion for many different charities. In other local news, the Montford University FreshFest has been full in swing with over 30 events during the day and night to give new DMU students the best welcome to Leicester and the university. Highlights have been the Welcome Weekend, which included many different acts from different societies that put on spectacular performances, and Louisa Johnson of The X Factor, who performed at the Freshers' Ball at the Athena Club. In sports news, it's a historic night for Leicester football, as Leicester City's home game against Porto will be the first ever Champions League game to be staged in Leicester. City striker Mark Albrighton is looking forward to hopefully making it a night to remember after he made history himself. Albrighton scored the team's first ever goal in Europe's elite club competition after just 5 minutes, but he has said he still wants more for the team. In your weather, today is expected to be cloudy throughout, with highs of 18 degrees at around 3 p.m. That's all for now, but you can find out more information and tweet us at Demon and tweet us.
But we're talking about the most brilliant mind this world has ever seen.
I've got demons running around in my head, and they feed on insecurities I have. Won't you lay your healing hands on my chest? Let your ritual clean. Soak the ropes with your holy water. Tie me down as you read out the words. Set me free. Set me free from my jealousy. Won't you exercise my mind? Won't you exercise my mind? I want to be free as I'll ever be. Exercise my mind. Help me exercise my mind. I should be thinking about nothing else when I'm with you. Should be thinking about nothing else when I'm with you, ooh, with you, ooh, oh, oh.
Your mind exists somewhere altogether different. It lives in a world where feelings simply cannot be defined by words.
Mind, help me.
before that, we were talking about Fresh's events that we'd been to, but now I'd like to move on to flatmates. Jack, how have your flatmates been? Have you made friends, or have you kind of kept to yourself a little bit?
I'm a bit boring, really. I went into private accommodation, so I literally have no flatmates.
Are you
so
by yourself?
I am in my own room with my own kitchen and that, so, you know, I don't really have any flatmates, but we have a common area which we've all gone to before we've gone out at night. What about you? You in the halls, are you?
Yeah, I'm in the halls. There's 10 of us in this flat. 10 girls, including me, in one flat. It's actually all right. Yeah, you'd think that. You'd think that, but no. Everyone's really, really lovely, and we've kind of started to split off into little groups and kind of attach ourselves to people, but everyone just seems so sweet, and I'm getting on with everyone, which is really, really good, because I've heard flatmates can be horror experiences if you just get people you don't click with.
And that's why you have private accommodation.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a fair point. Well, it's that. It's balancing private accommodation with funding.
Actually, my one was cheaper than the hall, so,
you know, get him.
Just have to look around.
All right, that was our conversation about flatmates. Jack, what song have we got coming up next?
Up next is a song by the wonderful Blondie and Craig Davis, and it's Nothing Like This.
Yeah. Started out being friends. I had my girl and you had him. Who would have known where it'd end?
Cause I'm holding you tight in the middle of the night after we just finished up making.
We both waited, weathered the storm. Could have cheated, but knew that'd be wrong. Even though we came close. More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture, this right here is called real love. And nothing really matters, long as there's you and me, there's us. And
this by Blonde and Craig David. So yeah, Fresh's overall, it's been quite well so far. Only the first few nights, but got a lot more to look forward to.
Yeah, although the Fresh's like first event I thought was a bit crowded. And
oh really? Yeah. I think I went too early to that, to be honest. But yeah, the Fresh's ball is definitely the highlight of the weekend so far.
I've heard that. I'm kind of like bummed out I didn't go.
Yeah.
So thank you for everyone who's joined us today. Make sure you stay tuned for the afternoon show with Ollie and Maddie, which will be coming up next.
Freshfest 2016 on Demon FM.
Buckle in, you're in for a ride.